You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
The tech that's going to make air travel less awful. You have to be a hardcore av geek to enjoy flying these days. People shuffling from one line to the next, shoes off, laptops out, passports checked, power failures. Where's the bar? But airlines, airport operators, and security staff are turning to tech to ease the pain. Here are some of the latest airport innovations to look out for. You already know this, but check in before you get to the airport. Don't forget to browse the plane seat map and see if any better accommodations have opened up. Most airlines will let you print your own boarding card at home or get a mobile one on your phone screen via their app. If you don't have bags to check, you can go straight to the security line and skip the check-in counter. One queue quashed. Delta, however, is experimenting with eliminating the check-in pain point altogether by automatically sending boarding passes to flyers' phones. If you do have bags to check, the future's looking smoother there, too, if you're willing to do some work yourself. Airlines like Southwest and Alaska are introducing self-tagging. You can either do that at a kiosk at the airport, printing the familiar sticky label and wrapping it around a handle before dropping your bag with an agent, or you can print the labels at home and slip them into a reusable plastic tag holder. Taking things a step further, luggage maker Rimowa is building bags with e-ink displays so you can zap a barcode onto your bag from an app on your phone, no paper required. Internationally, British Airways is running experiments with reusable digital bag tags with similar low-power e-ink displays. When you check in, the app generates the unique code that identifies your bag, which you then transfer to the tag with a wave of your phone. Okay, so far, so smooth, but the deliberate airport choke point is the security line. Remember to wear good socks because you'll shuffle through the scanner in them while your splayed-out belongings go through the X-ray in a collection of clunky bins. If you don't have any good socks, sign up for TSA's $85 pre-check scheme. After a background check and an in-person interview, travelers are blessed with 5 years of shoes-on, liquid-stowed security lanes. For everyone else, new scanner technology could offer a lot of the same advantages. The TSA is testing hospital-style CT scanners, which can virtually unpack luggage, separating out suspicious items on a tablet for an operator to sift through in 3D. It'll be a big step up from the 2D X-ray images they currently use, which make it hard to tell the difference between a laptop battery and a bomb. Small-scale tests are already underway at a handful of airports, with larger trials due in 2018. When you get to the door of the plane, your boarding pass will need another scan. If it's a mobile one, make sure it's already pulled up on your phone and be sure to set the brightness nice and high so the scanner can see it. or you'll get a lot of toots from people in line behind you. If you're traveling internationally, you'll probably need to show your passport, too. But not for long. Airlines are replacing attendants with e-gates, and in the future, a fingerprint or your own quick smile at a robotic facial recognition kiosk will let you on board. British Airways is the first international carrier to try the digital facial scans. It's using them at LAX to board some flyers on trips out of the U.S. It's not just passengers who are getting the gift of tech. Pilots are, too. Airlines have already transitioned away from long paper flight charts in favor of tablets. Now they're adding more information, like turbulence detection. Being bounced around midair is more than annoying. It costs $100 million a year in delays, damage to aircraft, and injuries to passengers and crew. By equipping planes with bump sensors, airlines can share information on the locations of pockets of rough air with other planes in the vicinity. Boeing is experimenting with firing lasers from the nose of planes to detect that clear air turbulence that pilots can't see. To help keep winter flights running on schedule, airports and airlines are experimenting with an app called Check Time. It takes real-world weather information and tells pilots exactly how long the de-icer that was applied to the plane's wings will remain effective. That should reduce the interminable delay when your plane misses a takeoff slot and has to go through the time-consuming de-icing liquid application again. At the moment, the de-icing is done after a fixed length of time, no matter what the weather conditions are, just to be safe. Less unnecessary de-icing saves time and money, and your sanity. If you've made it to this point on your journey, you're probably good. Sit back and enjoy an in-flight movie. But if something does go wrong, remember, you have rights. More airports. After a massive blackout, Atlanta's airport faces a
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that over-delivers. Chubb over-delivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.